But I wanted to preach from this place because I think it is so fitting for us to begin this Holy Week as we hear Jesus begins this Holy Week. As he begins outside of Jerusalem, how fitting it is for us to start outside of the church, standing on the threshold between the end of Lent and the start of the Paschal Mystery. And as we physically walk into church in a few moments, the symbolism of us doing so invites us to consider how, as we do that physically, how are we spiritually then walking into this Holy Week as well? How are we going to make this week different than the weeks before? How will we do our part to join the universal church throughout the world and truly make this week a holy one? For as we see today, a lot can change in a week. We hear the crowds as Jesus enters into Jerusalem sing his praises of Hosanna. But we will just as quickly hear in a few moments from the Passion narrative, this same crowd curse him with cries of crucify him. Reminder to us how fickle our hearts can be. And whether we sing or curse this week depends on how we enter into this week. But the true heart and purpose of this week and the true question is will we allow ourselves to be overwhelmed? Because that is what makes this week so holy. It is a week in which God overwhelms us with his love. On Holy Thursday, God overwhelms us with love by washing our feet and feeding us with his very own body and blood. On Good Friday, God overwhelms us with love by suffering and dying for us, shedding his blood upon the cross for our salvation. And on Easter Sunday, God overwhelms us with love by defeating sin and death through his rising from the dead. This is the week that we're about to enter into, a week of being overwhelmed by God's love. May we not find ourselves still standing here on the outside looking in. Rather, let us go in. Let us enter into this holy week. Let us truly be overwhelmed by the love of our God.